MacTech, brought to you by MacStation, your Apple solutions experts.
Chris Miller from MacStation is in the house, so let's start the year off with a bang. Chris, what do you got for us?
iTunes Match. It's what we have been hitting the Mac rumors up reload button on our browsers for 3 weeks for. The Americans got it a little bit before we did. We just got it a few days ago. It is for $28 a year. Your entire library, up to, I believe, 25,000 songs, is backed up in the cloud, and you can access it from any of your devices, including your iPhone, over 3G or Wi-Fi, which means you never, ever have to sync your music to your phone again. Any song that you own from any source, be it CD, be it iTunes, be it your friendly neighborhood torrent, you can now listen to on your phone whenever you feel like.
So you don't need to load your song on your phone. You can stream it.
Giggity.
You're using data, though.
You are using data, so it's obviously a little bit wiser to either use it on Wi-Fi or have a big data plan. But like anything else, just be aware.
And this is Apple's competition to really the licensing deal that Amazon came forward with, mm-hmm. with their music. Mm-hmm. And also, I believe it's similar, I guess, to the radio, RDO.
Right.
RDO's
There's a few competitors out there. The number of songs and some of the little features of it, I think, are a huge deal. For instance, all the media, I did this a few days ago myself. I took all my songs, hit iTunes Match. It took about 20 hours because I got a lot of music. And what it does is it matches that song based on its metadata to a song in the Apple library. They already have, obviously, a massive Apple library for music because they sell most of it. It's matched to that. If you have the song, your version of it is automatically upgraded to the full FLAC or AAC version. Mm-hmm. So full 250 hertz. And
so higher quality. So it's not like 64.
Yeah, if you ripped a CD 10 years ago and you ripped it into 32 or 128, this will take it all the way up to full version.
Okay.
So that's nice.
Higher quality.
Higher quality. It completely fixes your, if you're missing your album covers, if you're missing metadata, if you're missing release date, if you've got doubles.
Lot of doubles.
It pretty much fixes your library.
How does it do it, though? How does it know? Let's say, for example, because if you follow an artist, you've got, like if you've got Billy Joel, you've got one song that's from the best of Billy Joel, but you've got another song that's from an album,
mm-hmm.
and it's the same song.
It will actually, I've been cleaning, it's been helping me clean out my system.
And that's where I end up with duplicates.
Yeah, for instance, based on the fact that I've downloaded about 19 different discographies of Queen, I have about 18 versions of Bohemian Rhapsody.
And you can't have enough Bohemian Rhapsody.
It's true. But Cloud says, hey, this is the file we've uploaded. Here's five that are identical to it. You want to delete them, maybe. So you can't.
Okay.
You just go, oh, cool. Because it used to be, I don't know which one to delete. This one's 3 seconds longer. Is it the live version? Is it
the first one?
Is it a demo track that I got?
And this costs money per year to use.
It's $28 a year.
$28 a year.
A year, which is nothing.
Okay.
It's like $2 a month.
But it gives me access to them all the time. So just to clean up your iTunes library, it's probably a good idea.
To clean up, it's worth it. I just, the only thing that I've actually run into that's a little bit irritating is I was walking to work and I wanted to listen to a song, and now I've got to search through 16,000 songs instead of searching through.
Is it syncing? Are you accessing your playlists that are on your local iTunes then? Like, is it respecting your playlists?
It's not playlists, it's just data right now, although I would expect it to come out later.
Okay, yeah.
But you still can load your playlists onto your phone.
Okay, and then it looks to the... Okay, got it.
Yeah, you can get the information.
So when you sync your phone in the future, if you sign up for this, mm-hmm. when you go to sync your phone, you better turn off syncing music because you only want to sync playlists then.
So far, it's been doing it automatically. I didn't have to change any of the settings on my phone. Okay. It automatically stopped putting on any music and only puts on, and it even only keeps it temporarily, the music that you grab to listen to.
iTunes Match.
Yeah.
Been waiting for it. It's here.
It's really
cool. Could change the way that you use iTunes, and it's part of the whole iCloud strategy.
Indeed, the only one word of warning: a few of us have found iPhone 4 users as opposed to iPhone 4S. We did notice an obvious slowdown when the iPod app is open. Something about all that data in there, it's given it a little bit of a drag.
Okay.
So that's probably going to be fixed in a bug or in a bug patch pretty soon. I mean, it is a first gen release. So, but just to be aware, if your phone's already slowing down, maybe don't go for it right away.
Okay. iTunes Match.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. So Merry Christmas to you and yours, Chris.
And to yourself, a good night.
If you are interested in anything Mac-related, check them out at MacStation.
MacTech is brought to you by MacStation, your environmentally friendly solution. Trade up to the newest technology. Save taxes on the new machine. Give a second life to your old Mac. MacStation. Who said business and pleasure don't mix?